Hello, the chat listeners. It is time for a new and very special episode. Today, we will be discussing how the coronavirus pandemic has upended all of daytime, from the soap operas to the talk shows. It's been everywhere. But before we get into that, let's talk to our co-host, Tiggs. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Casey. Quarantining with us. How you doing?
I'm doing good. See, you gave me a little Wendy Williams. How you doing? Stop. And Dee, how are you doing?
You know, I'm just sitting here chilling, watching all the memes. Coronavirus, I'm ready. Let's talk.
And Rodrigo, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Don't you be coughing on this podcast. Did every CDC agent hear that? And the man who I'm sure has been watching all the men.com videos he can during his quarantine, Alan, how are you?
I'm okay, we're all gonna die though. That's okay.
Jesus, Alan.
Wow, okay now, tell us how you really feel.
Alan said, I have my movies, my snacks, my Wi-Fi, my little honey. Let's go, fuck it.
Jesus Christ, you guys.
Might as well.
Okay, well, fuck.
How are you doing, Casey?
I'm trying to get through. Look, okay, the co-hosts know this, but the listeners do not. I raised my 4-year-old nephew, and thank God his daycare is still open for one more week, because trust me, I'd hire Jill Farron Phelps to do something to him, because...
Fever cast.
The role of my nephew is now being played by Cale Brown. God. The role of my nephew is now being played by.
Remember his name.
Well, speaking of ABC, we'll start there. Tonight we're going to take each network piece by piece and dissect how the pandemic has upended their lineup. So let's begin with ABC. General Hospital was the first soap opera to shut down production. Dee, how did you feel when you got the news? And do you think the shutdown on GH's production could last longer than they're planning to?
You asked about GH. I don't care.
You guys.
This show is kind of interesting right now because I'm all about Brooklyn. And, you know, so, you know, my people are prospering right now. I got my neighbor on. I mean, my people are winning. I mean, they got Elizabeth, you know, yet again, in money issues, which makes zero sense. So I hope during this argument, Elizabeth runs across some money. But yeah. As far as anything goes, I mean, that show stayed getting interrupted and off the air anyway. So it hasn't really affected me in any way, shape, or form. I mean, I only watch GH. I don't watch any of the talk shows, so I kind of don't care. But, I mean, knowing Frank, he's having a great time with this because that means he can save up all the episodes he wasn't planning on airing anyway and stretch this stuff out. That's just how I feel.
So, Tiggs, Will DeVry revealed that GH is about 7 weeks ahead. But if they run out of episodes, would you like to see some classic episodes from the 80s or even the 90s?
See, that would be nice, and that would be strategic on ABC part. Showing classic episodes that, you know, kind of factor into current story. Shows classic episodes of, you know, Lois having good land and being with Ned. Shows classic episodes of, you know, Lucas being born and Bobby lying and trying to scheme so she can hold on to him and shit like that. That's my Sabbath. People love that. But no, they're not going to do that because they don't like to remind them of all the good things you see. All the folks. Each showing classic episodes. Well, you know what? I take that back. The only soap that will probably do it, they'll do it right today. But them motherfuckers got enough goddamn episodes blasted to the apocalypse. So we straight on that. But them other three, they don't want to show up when it used to be good. They're going to show up. They're going to replay the last 3 months of GH. That's what they stupid ass are going to do. Because they be feeling like a repeat. Just a current repeat. That's what they're going to do. Yeah,
I
don't say, oh,
that's too long.
Now, Rodrigo.
The latest,
May 1st.
They'll be filming from the parking lot.
Don't stop. We are not going there.
Oh, Lord. Okay,
you guys.
Oh, Lord. I
didn't say that word.
They'll be filming at Brian Franz's house. Okay, so... Well, shit, Peter Bergman's gonna have to wipe off some wipes with his face for all that spitting Eric Braden likes to do in those scenes. How dare you! Look, yeah. Women are gonna have to. Watch, the first time a soap star listens to this.
You're gonna watch that shit.
www.hell.com. Well, Alan, Nancy Lee Grand began her own kind of talk show webcast this week. She is doing soaps in quarantine and interviewing some soap stars with her very good and unknown friend. So, Alan, have you been watching soaps in quarantine? And when do you think GH is expected to get back into production?
My answer is no. Maybe I'll watch it, depending on who I have a guess, but... Right now, meh. But yeah, I think it's gonna be a while. Like maybe June or July. That's how it's fucking looking. It's sad to say that, but yeah, I think it's probably gonna have shit on show reruns or freaking turn on the freaking news hour, which is probably the worst case scenario. Having ABC News take over 1 hour instead of showing reruns. But I think that actually could happen. These prolonged reruns might not work out. They might be frowning on that. Because it's kind of like, you really want to see Nathan's funeral again? I want to save that hour and run news.
So, Rodrigo, let's transition over to ABC's last remaining talk show, The View. The View is the only daytime talk show that has not shut down production, but Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg are now talking on the show through home, and it's being shown on like a Skype call. So what do you think about The View still being in production, and do you think they should halt production?
I don't understand what the need for The View is right now.
Or ever.
It's like, Whoopi is at home. Joy's at home. There's no audience, really. There's still no audience, right? Like, I don't
yeah, there's no there. It's just their staffers.
So, what's the point? If GH has to halt production, The View, your asses need to halt production, too. It doesn't matter if Whoopi's at home or Joy's at home, and you leave the younger panelists there to do the job. But, like, it doesn't send a good message. All the other shows are out of production. Even, like, if you watch, like, the Today Show or something, not the whole...
What do they have to talk about? Like,
they have nothing to talk about.
Their bread and butter is politics. And, you know, I mean, God don't
like... You can't get guests. So what's the point of being on?
Right. Y'all talk about coronavirus for the next 2 months. Like, we hear about that shit enough. And like I said, God, to my husband, I can't stand that ratty bitch, but Megan's crazy. And she should be exposed to the shit. God,
like
her, but I don't like that bitch, but I said he ain't
enough. So, Tiggs, talk about that a little more. With Meghan McCain announcing that she's pregnant, do you think this should be the last straw and The View should just call it quits for 2 weeks?
They need to. Really, just to be on the safe side, they should all just halt production until May 1st. This is not going to go on forever. The government is not anything, it's not green. Just because it's going to go on, they're talking about 18 months, you a motherfucking lie. If people can't work, they can't pay taxes, and the government don't have no money. Those greedy son of a bitch are not going to have this whole country shut down for the next 2 months. I would keep it going. If everybody just sit their bitch ass in the house for about 4 to 6 weeks, let the condition of control will be all right by me. Stay bitch ass in the house.
Now, let's go over...
Somebody had sex with Meghan McCain.
Stop.
Sorry, I'm back.
Stop. Look. Ooh. Oh, Jesus. Look, you know she's probably like a dominatrix. Like, you know she's probably putting on that leather corset and...
I don't need to see that in my head, thank you.
Let's move on.
Dee, talk to me a little bit about CBS. The entire daytime lineup over there has shut down. So let's talk about Young and Restless and Bold and Beautiful first. With them having so many older cast members, especially the Young and the Restless, do you think we could see them take an extended absence?
As far as I know, they have enough episodes filmed to get through most of April, if not all of it. I know that we have all those oldies and goodies on there, so
yes,
they're going to do everything that they can to protect the people that we love. So if they have to, Y&R is in a good position because they have so many years of episodes they can show, so much history they can go with. Knowing them, they will spin it around into a having people vote for what episode they want to see. I know Bold will do that. Bold will go out of the box when it comes down to it. They will, they're not afraid to show the classic episodes. I mean, you know, I give Brad his due. He can come up, he can spin some stuff when he needs to spin it. So I'm glad that they have halted production because I don't want anything to happen to our oldies but goodies. But I feel like they are in the best position as far as this goes to actually show us the classic episodes that we want to see. But, I mean, I know it's going to be a while, but those shows keep getting preempted by the news, so I don't know. I think they will be able to ride it out just because they're during the prime time that preemptions happen with things happening with the government and local and state and federal. They normally interrupt those shows, so they're not airing. And so they're... I think that alone is going to help them through this, to be honest with you.
Now, Alan, across the pond, the British soaps, before some of them halted production, started to rewrite scripts to take out older cast members, stop kissing scenes, and they said reduce filming on location, but we won't get into that. So do you think we could see the CBS soaps do this as well?
Yes. Production, you're probably going to see you less of the older cast members that are like in their 70s, stuff like that, and probably less of them kissing and stuff like that. Really, I mean,
get up on someone. So yeah, you're probably gonna see that. I think it's gonna last a while. So I think it's probably late May resume production. I think. I don't think you're gonna be over in just a month.
Yeah, LA's in Los Angeles is they're on a shelter in place until April 19th. So with that factored in alone, you know there's gonna be some changes or something.
Now, Rodrigo, Greg Rickhart, who plays Kevin on The Young and the Restless, revealed that he does have the coronavirus. What do you think this means for his placement on The Young and the Restless canvas right now? And even talk about his placement on the Days of Our Lives canvas as he makes the transition back to that show.
Well, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about Greg testing positive and sending well wishes. His future is gone. They're shut down now, so I think he'll be recovering during the shutdown. So I don't think it'll affect that much unless, depends on how his recovery goes. But hopefully he'll be fine by the time they get back to work again. And the Days of Our Lives schedule, they film 8 months in advance, so I'm sure he taped whatever scenes you're going to see coming up months ago. So I don't think it's going to affect him that much on his base thing. But as for YNR's current in YNR, they film so much. They're on hiatus right now, so I think he'll be recovered by the time they get back into production.
So now, Tiggs, with The Bold and the Beautiful, if they were to go back into production and just rewrite some of the scripts that Brad and the team have been working on, what do you think that means in terms of a possible extended absence for John McCook and Catherine Kelly Lang?
Yeah. John McCook is really only their senior cast member besides Haley Mills, and Haley Mills was they took her off contract, and she's dealing with the loss of her husband, so, we didn't really see them like that anyway, and they can just ride around Eric if it comes down to it. Eric can be visiting, Rick over at International, or Quinn can just be talking around him, Eric hasn't been feeling well, and blah, 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 and all this other shit, or yeah, they can still have John McCook and just FaceTime the damn show from his house. He can be over at International, and if they need to have him in scenes, have some talk on the Quinn on FaceTime and shit like that, they can even do that for one enough. But it could be a situation where Victor's little illness gets worse, or Nicky's MS starts acting up, and Nicholas is trying to be tossed out of an ass. Something could happen where Jack needs to take Dina to Austria for goddamn what I don't know. And Bill Kyle can be talking to him via Skype. They can be talking to Jill via Skype. They can work around this shit. It's not an issue. If it comes down to it, they'll be fine. Catherine Kelly Lane, she ain't old yet. She old enough. She ain't old yet. She's picking up that gas work. She'll be all right. She'll walk in with a cast can on and a goddamn mask. She'll be fine. They long ray line.
Stop.
I didn't say anything.
Me neither. Not a damn word. God. KK Lang, it wasn't me, KK. I'm telling you.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. I love Catherine, good girl.
I'm saying worst case comes to worst case. Brooke can get burnt or something, and then they have her up in bandages or something. I'm like, come on. They can work around it. Have her over there in the agent saying some of the alpha mask, but, doing what you need to do. They can work around this.
So, Dee, let's talk about CBS's talk show, The Talk. They're certainly finding a way to work around this. The co-hosts are gathering at Carrie Ann's home about once or twice a week to continue the show on Instagram Live. So what do you think of this, and do you think this will draw more viewers back to The Talk once they return to television?
I guess.
don't really want to talk all that often unless there's somebody on there I want to see, or it's the episode after the daytime Emmys. So I don't really watch that show, but I mean, they're going to do whatever they need to do so that they don't lose any viewers. And if you know you can watch them via Skype or whatever, I guess it's the same thing as a view. I mean, if you can, however you get it however you get it. So I'm sure they'll be fine. They look like they have good ratings and stuff. I mean, just it comes on during the time when I'm teaching, so decisions and choices need to be made, and I choose to spend my time watching Young and Restless during my lunch break. But I think I'll be fine.
So, Rodrigo, let's go ahead and talk about the Daytime Emmys, which Dee brought up. So, there's already been an announcement made that they are canceled, and they are trying to find another way for viewers to watch some things, some award show. So, what do you think of the announcement to cancel the Daytime Emmys, and where do you think it could possibly go from here?
I kind of knew the Daytime Emmys were going to be next on the chopping block of canceled Hollywood things. So, it was sad to hear, but I know why they had to do it. If I were the Emmys, I don't know, maybe they should just push it back to, I mean, depending on how long this is going to be, I mean, whoever you believe is going to be in 2 months, 3 months, August, September, whatever. You could push it out maybe far further, unless they're going to do some type of, like, Facebook Live type show or broadcast from every nominee's house. I don't know how they're going to do some type of production for an award show. So maybe push it out. You can still save an award show of some kind. But, I don't know, the Daytime Emmys have been screwed for so goddamn long that this is just another unfortunate event that happened to affect this year. Who knows what you can do?
I agree with Rico. They should just postpone it. They should postpone it. And in this time, how about you motherfuckers find a way for the people to watch it? How about that?
That's not 2014, 2015.
I lost it. I was all over my laptop. Kathy Griffin, check Jill for their films, wrap it up. Like, I'm on that shit. I just got a Roku too. I can pull up my goddamn Roku to watch the Daytime Emmys. Find a way to work it out. It's not that hard. Postpone the shit until July. So let's get it popping to this motherfucker.
I feel like they should postpone it. They postponed it till like August. There are people that, you know, they're still doing the panel. They're still doing the voting and all of the things that are going on. And I just feel like last night, Anika Noel was having an Instagram live thing that went on all night that I was on for. And I feel sorry for people like her that put in work this year. And that should be recognized for the work that they put in. That girl cried for a solid year, and I feel like that needs to be recognized. And I mean, yeah, part of me feels like, okay, this is self-serving because I was going, and I had a whole plan planned out for what I was going to be doing on the Emmys and how I was going to make sure that I got all this stuff up on Twitter. But I'm just saying, there are people that put in some really solid work this year, and they need to find a way to recognize them. If they can push this show back, push it back. I mean, people will wait, but I mean, the technical people, this is what they live for, you know, getting recognized for the work that you do. I feel like virus or no, they need to be recognized. And if you need to push that show back to December, if you need to, then push it back to December, but you should still have the Emmys. It's not right.
Exactly.
It's not fair.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't cancel them. Like, just postpone them. Just postpone them for about 3 or 4 months if you have to. Like you said, like, there are some people who are getting nominated for the first time, who are going to win Emmys for the first time.
Yeah.
They want everybody to see their shit. I would.
Right?
So, by the way,
and you had some good performances last year.
Exactly.
There were some amazing performances that do need to be recognized.
Especially, you know,
I think
Dee, I totally agree with you, especially Annika's. I mean, you know, she, in my opinion, gave the best performance out of anybody the past year on The Bold and the Beautiful. And she needs to be recognized for
that's
that.
That's because she was on every day, but we're not going to go there.
Well, at least she delivered every day, unlike Chandler Massey on Days of Our Lives.
She got an ulcer doing this stuff. I mean, if you're sitting here and you physically getting ill doing this work, you better get recognized. I'm just saying. I'm not saying it because I already bought my dress and I'm already my feelings about it. I'm just saying that they need to be recognized. They really do.
All I'm saying is I hope I don't see another Bold and Beautiful actress beating my moral West. I'm not going to stand for that at the end of this year, but...
That was a cry.
I said it was going to one or the other. That's what I said. And I was,
I love Jackie Wood, and she has grown as an actress, but she ain't going to fuck them all away.
I feel you.
I'm still a
Jackie Mack, if you listening to this, Jackie Mack, if you listening to this, you already know you're my girl. You already know you stole my avatar. I still ride for you. You know I was the man that I said I was going to ride in that theater if it wasn't her or Mara West. That's all I said.
Well, Jackie. Look, Jackie, if you're listening to this, I just want to say thank you for calming down.
I love you, girl.
I just want to say thank you for calming down on the lip injections. I wanted to say that because...
Don't get mad at her, you. Get mad at the voters, baby. Get mad at the voters. They need a fan section. You know what? I'm a host of Emmys. You watch this. I'm going to do a fan Emmys and watch me kill it.
Now,
I really hope that they come to their senses and just postpone it for a few months and partner up with YouTube or something like that. Like, damn, why is it so hard with all these streaming services and stuff? Why is it so hard for the fans to even watch it now? It's so stupid.
They did it that one year. They did.
Then it went to technical difficulty. You couldn't even get through the
that's why I just wait till the next day.
I didn't even realize that y'all feed died last year. I mean, I was filming it being stupid. I didn't realize that I was the only one that was broadcasting the whole section of the show. Didn't they come out with the new where they're gonna be offering up their own streaming service? I was like, you couldn't even get it to what? Let me be quiet.
Now. Okay,
but
so.
I'm gonna partner with YouTube or something like that. God damn it. If Coachella can stream with YouTube every motherfucking year, why the fuck y'all can't? For one night.
Well, the Emmys are doing their own streaming. They were doing their own streaming this year. That was what.
If they get to do a red carpet this year, no more Caroline Hennessy, please.
No, I don't need her. Just like I don't need Jacqueline McKinnon. Just like I don't need Jackie's bad plastic surgery on my screen. I don't need Carolyn's ugly ass dresses on my screen.
Nope. No.
I meant Jackie Wood's bad Botox. See, I think because look, Jackie Wood's been using Hunter Tylo's lip doctor. I'm just throwing that out there.
Jackie Zeman told me.
I think Jackie Zeman still looks.
She is still like you think that they put her on TV. Still, so she is.
No, I think Jackie Zeman looks great.
Let's keep it real. But anybody over the age 60, what they should have been doing, y'all should have been talking to whoever the fuck be doing Deidre Hall's work and Laura Coslow's work.
Catherine Kelly Lang's work. Catherine Kelly Lang's work.
Nobody can touch Deidre Hall, baby. And Laura
Now, speaking of Days of Our Lives, Alan on Twitter, speaking of Days of Our Lives, Alan, you brought up a very good point that soon if depending on how long this thing goes, Days of Our Lives may be the only soap showing new episodes because they shoot 48 years in advance. So
now.
So, Alan, talk to me about what this could mean for Days, and do you think this could have a positive spin on their ratings?
Well, yeah, it's already gotten some prime time ratings up. Grey's was up last week, so, and yeah, SLA's up. So, yeah, I think this actually could bring Days of Rage a little bit. I don't think they're ever going to go up to where they were like 10 years ago or whatever, but yeah, I think this could have a positive effect because everything else is going to be a rerun. Everything else is going to get interrupted by the fucking coronavirus and Trump re-entering and doing disinformation all the time. So, this is probably the only time that Days fans have been grateful for that fucking production model. We've been complaining about it for fucking years. We can't fix shit when shit goes wrong. But for the first time, it really helped the fucking show. Because they would have been fucked if the production model wasn't in place.
Now, okay, so.
He says, say something about 8 months in the day. Say something. I dare you.
Now, do you think?
John is writing Christmas right now.
Okay, hold on.
He is writing up to Christmas. Y'all talk about my Uncle Ron, but he will produce those scripts. Y'all talk about him. Y'all talk about my Uncle Ron so bad. He comes up with it, and I'm like, you know what? As long as if they get that Raggedy Days of Our Lives app working, they will be golden. Okay? Because half of the time, the thing does not work. I'm saying it. I said it. Half the time, the app does not work. There's so many people on there that is overloading. I don't understand the technical whatever's behind it, but they need to get somebody to fix that app because that Raggedy app is driving people away because you can only have, I feel like, so many people on there. It's like a damn Netflix account. So, work that out.
I guess you could say the same thing about...
They need to start putting the episodes on earlier on the NBC app, just in case Trump want to show his bitch ass up and tweet something, talking about nothing, lying. So, like, you know, instead of waiting until 6, 7 o'clock in the evening, no, if you got to, put the shows on the NBC app when they're supposed to be fucking air. Do that and promote the fuck out of it.
Now, Dee, you were talking...
You want to look on in L.A.? But we can't help you with that. Well, this thing was going down
the state.
That shit.
Okay, so Dee, you were talking about how Ron is already writing till Christmas with his team. But depending on how long this production shutdown lasts, regardless of how many episodes they have, do you think Ron is going to have to rework some of his long story since some of that long story involves so many older cast members who are more at risk?
It depends, like, he's writing up until a certain point, but I think they have enough episodes to get them through September, like, before they have to start filming again. I mean, like, they have a lot of episodes. If he needs to rewrite some people and have the people get kidnapped and off of the screen or whatever, you know Ron will work that and change that. He is the king of changing up the storyline when he needs to. I guess I call that the ABC effect. So, you know, I know he'll make it work, and he'll find a way to get our fame if they need to be off screen to get them off screen. And I mean, you know, he's the king of getting people naked, so he's gonna have young hot bodies and Days of Our Lives going on, and we're gonna be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're getting fed. Right, okay, now. You're a Days fan, you get it fed. Okay, so I mean, I feel sorry for all you other shows, but Days of Our Lives and Brad on Bold and Beautiful with this little thing he doing with my girl Sally, I'm getting fed right now. I don't know what y'all doing, but I'm getting fed.
Now, Rodrigo, do you think that NBC could eventually stop airing Days of Our Lives to go to full coronavirus coverage?
No, we're not doing that. They're not doing that. I mean, they
should. We're not even
No, no, I don't need to see full blown coronavirus.
Well, no, but it is certainly a possibility. For example, General Hospital was interrupted in some markets today to take over that hour for coverage. So it's not really a matter of seeing it, but it's more a matter of network preference.
Well, this is where NBC Days comes into 2020. Use your apps that you have. Use your online, because who cares if it airs on TV? Like, no one's watching some of this stuff live anyway. People are watching later online. They're watching on the apps.
Yeah.
Take advantage of that during this time.
I don't
understand this notion of, oh, we have to air it on TV first. No, why? When you have all these other options, and people are going to go...
What about old people? NBC aren't going to do that. Like, they already air 73 hours of the goddamn Today Show every fucking day. They're not going to do that. People need a break. Yes, this is a global crisis, but goddamn, motherfuckers want to escape. They want to hear about this shit 24/7, and if you want to, take your ass to the news outlets and on social media. You can talk about that shit all goddamn day with them.
They're not going to stop doing Days of Our Lives. Like, honestly, Days of Our Lives is the number one streamed show on the NBC site. No. It's going to show one way or the other. Like, Danny fans are loyal. I will say that much. They will get on that website. They will get on that janky app and watch that show, no matter what it takes. I feel like more people watch on the app than they do live, because people have jobs.
Yeah.
So...
Well, so if you're also if only get taken over at the news hour when they run out of episodes, I think that's very likely to happen.
NBC don't give a good hot damn about GH. They love when they can show a damn repeat. That's why everybody on there be talking about Sonny and this. Mickey Mouse don't give a fuck about Sonny Corinto. Shit. They don't care. Anytime they can preempt it, anytime they can show a goddamn repeat, they do the motherfucking same path as that. We get the repeat. What the fuck we get the repeat?
That is true.
They don't care.
That is very true. They don't care.
Like, they started that shit almost from the Lawrence Lingua on the air. Just stupid shit. Oh, it's President's Day. We showing repeats. It's Boxing Day. We showing repeats. It's Junebug's birthday. We showing repeats. It's my ass.
Well, Dee, you had mentioned janky apps, and we're all on one. So where can they find you on the Janky Bird app?
On the Janky Bird app, you can find me at TMZDD.
And Tiggs, where can they find you during this quarantine?
The best, 11985. I know I need to catch up on myself, and I need to watch a few things. So, well, I'm kind of current on days. I've been catching up on why not. GH is a fool, but ooh, child, she still has a little bit of a chore, but I'm trying. Ooh.
And Rodrigo, where can they find you?
You can find me quarantined at Rodrigo's World 81.
And the always lovely, and the always lovely Alan, where can they find you?
You can find me at Alan Ferrato on Twitter.
And you can find me at KCS Hutch, and you can find our show on Twitter as well at @thechat_podcast. And we will see everybody next week.
Bye.
And just also, if y'all got any questions, anything like that in this quarantine about the folks and stuff like that, y'all can ask us. But you better keep it cute, though. Because we may be checking out, but we'll still cut y'all ass out.
In the words of Catherine Chancellor, dear God in heaven.
We're going to die.